I'm John Scarland. I was born in 47, brought up in the 50s. Home, fantastic home cooking. I lived on an organic market garden, a rare thing in those days. Church twice on Sundays, no TV. It was life 50s, early 60s. In 1963, I met Ruth, met her at Sunday school. We did no wild things. We saved money, kissed in the cinema, married in 1967. I was 20, Ruth was 18. We bought a dilapidated old house and we were very happy. There was a thread of God through it all. I knew hymns, I knew my way around the Bible. But away from home, the reality of God really kicked in. Because the home was, our old home where I brought up was wrapped around God. But once I left, it seemed to make a different take on things. I'd been good, been sensible. But next to God, I became aware of serious shortfall. What I knew about Christ and the cross before, now it became really personal. All the lights came on when I saw that it was his love for me that took him to the cross. That every wrong was gone when I confessed my need and realised that I needed to ask him for forgiveness. Life and death would change forever. That was 50 years ago. Life certainly has its peaks and troughs. We did work and family, holidays, lawnmowers, picnics, good news, bad news. All these things flowed past. All the time we'd been busy in the church. We both involved in things, Ruth and I, doing everything we could, and I did what I could. But not always as close to God as I could, though. One can be very wrapped up in church without being wrapped up in God himself. I had compartments in life, different spaces for different things, and God was one of those departments. When I was 62, I admitted that although I knew about God's overwhelming love for me, my love for God was pretty feeble and rather pathetic. I found myself without a reservoir to draw from. So I genuinely asked God for love. I asked for love to love him with, because I was running on empty myself. What I read in the Bible was not what I was experiencing. There was more. I wanted to walk closer, more of the sunshine of his love, more enjoyment in God. Week on week, month on month, God answered that prayer. With so much contemporary negativity around God, it's hard to communicate really what I mean. That God is knowable, he's extraordinary, he's wonderful. And that a palpable response to trust in him occurs. I'm no airy-fairy mystic, but after 50 years experiencing of life with God, this late flowering was really quite breathtaking. As I open all departments of life to him, God is indeed perfect. He delivers light and understanding to the mind and peace and joy to the heart. And I'm not for turning back any time soon. Thanks for listening. Think about these things and total recommendation. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.